FM download. For more, visit www.flyfm.co.uk.
So,
here we are, Rob.
Here we are, Rob, indeed. Our very first show, our very first podcaster.
I am excited.
I'm delighted.
Right, okay, right, shall we get this ball rolling? Okay, now the ball being our show and the rolling being us.
Are you asking, talking. Rob, should we start talking? Because I think that's a very good question, one that should be left not unanswered.
I am asking that question, Robert, and well, it's up to us.
Well, I think we should lightly push against this pebble and see into which river or valley it doth roll.
I know, and this pebble may, you know, one day become, you know, it could become a rock or a boulder or...
Can I just stop you there, Vincent?
Yes?
How the hell would that happen?
What?
How would a rock, a pebble, turn into a rock or even a boulder? Surely it's rolling, it would get smaller, collisions, erosion. A rolling stone gathers no moss, need we forget? Lest we forget. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Okay. Should we start this? Because that was just stupid.
Okay.
You've lulled the listener into a sense of, as if we don't know what we're doing.
Do we have time to do this again?
No, we don't.
No.
No, we've got to carry on.
Okay.
Well.
Sorry.
Let me start.
Sorry.
Hello, everybody. This is our first podogram or podcast.
It's our debut.
Our first showing, our premiere. It is that the world, according to Vincent... Well, no, sorry. Of course not Vincent. It's the world according to Wisdom and Noble.
Well, I might not be able to start it properly, but you can't even say the name,
I know,
so...
I know. Well, let's not fall out on
let's
the very
get,
first
let's
one.
Let's not get bogged down.
This clean slate.
Start from
I
now.
I apologise for having a go. I'm just a little bit tense.
It's tense.
Okay.
It's nerves.
This is nerves. Let me start again. This is the world according to Wisdom and Noble. I am Robert Wisdom, and let me introduce you to my good friend and colleague... Mr. Vincent.
It's Vince.
I beg your pardon?
My name's Vince.
Vince.
That's my name.
I have never, ever heard you call yourself Vince. It's always been Vince.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't. Is this some kind of
no.
new tangent that you're taking? You're trying to be slightly cooler, maybe, perhaps?
No, I've always...
Adding a string to your bow, because let me tell you, Vincent... I don't think that's going to work.
Well, I think I've always been called Vince. I don't know where you're getting this from, because everyone knows me as Vince. I want to walk around town, and they say, "Hi, Vince. How are you, Vince? Vince, can you do this?"
Is an outrageous lie.
You should see me when I walk through
What does Susan call you?
She calls me Vincent.
There you go. What do I call you?
You call me Vincent.
What does Pablo, my pool cleaner, call you?
Mr. Noble.
Thank you very much. It's Vincent Noble.
Actually, no. Sometimes he calls me Mr. Vincent.
Oh, Vincent again. There's no Vince. It's oh. Vince fabrication that you've come with.
Well,
it's
my other friends. Some of my other friends.
What friends? You know, at work?
Yeah, at work.
Yeah.
I do have friends.
I do have friends.
I just don't see you. They don't like you. So.
They don't like you.
I'm sorry.
They've never met me.
I don't want to bring this up on air.
They've never met me.
I know. Well, I've told them about you. Sorry.
What have you been telling them?
Sorry.
What the hell have you been telling them?
I was talking about your relationship with... What? No? My wife, Susan, she...
Susan?
Susan.
Or is it Susie?
It is Susan. She is quite formal with me.
Is it even Mrs. Noble? Sometimes...
She doesn't like to use my name. She doesn't really. Like the Noble, you know.
Susie Noble.
She doesn't like that. She likes Susan.
Susan, what's her maiden name?
Her maiden name?
Hmm.
Kyrianopolis. She's part Greek.
Part Greek?
Kyrianostolopoulos.
Grecian, I think the term is.
Kyrianostolopoulos. That's her name.
Susan Kyrianos.
Theropolis. Yeah, that's her name. Okay. And that's Susan. I've got to say, she's been lovely. We married.
How long was this year? Have you been wed in the holy matrimony or wedlock?
I'm 42. I wouldn't like to say how old she is. She doesn't like it. She does not like when I say how old she is. but
it's a faux pas.
She's just not keen. But we've been married for it's been 8 years now. 8 years, and I've got to say, it's been brilliant. It's been smashing.
Well, I wish you 8 more long years of happiness. Obviously. Or even more. Even more.
Thank you.
8 years, you could be dead.
I know. What, sorry?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. Tell me about your job. Come on.
Okay. I own a bookshop called Shelf Indulgent Books.
Oh, that's a really catchy name. I do like that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I did come up with that myself. And it's also the location when we first met.
Certainly is. I met you there. I remember walking across that book on the aisle. And
yes, I remember you were looking for Daddy's Roommate.
No, that was research.
Of course. Yes, you were dabbling yourself into the self-help section of the...
It was...
You never explained this.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Well. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, fine.
That was a long time ago, and you know it.
Yes, of course. Things better. Susan's come along, and...
Susan's part of my life now.
You've got your lovely wife, Susan.
She is lovely. We've had our ups and downs. Sometimes I do feel that she does slightly take me for granted, but...
I don't think that's true, is it? Susan's lovely.
Well, last week...
Slightly... Yeah, well, okay, carry on.
Remember, it was snowing last week.
Mm.
She told me to go and take the rubbish out of the drive in my boxes, and she wouldn't let me wear any shoes.
That is awful. That's really awful.
It's not funny.
That's not funny.
It was freezing.
It's degrading. Degrading to men.
They weren't even my nice boxes. They had their holes in it. There's a breeze everywhere.
Oh, God. And you live on the... You live in a flat.
Oh.
You live on the floor.
Oh, sorry. That's my phone.
What is that awful ringtone?
Hello.
So, as we already explained, I have my little bookshop in the Lace Market, which is... It does all right.
It's very cute. It's very cute in the little cubby hole.
It gets me by. It pays for Barnabas's books.
And fees. Well, I would imagine.
He's three, so fees are to a minimal at the moment.
Well.
By his diapers, as the our cousins over the pond would say, or nappies, as we say here.
I wouldn't call it a diaper.
What would you call it?
A nappy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'd never call it a diaper.
That's what literally...
But I'd never even refer to the Americans. I just wouldn't even think about calling it a diaper, because that's mental.
Okay. Fine. Was that rude? I don't know if you can single out the American race and say it's mental. I don't think the Americans are mental. Misguided and foolish, perhaps, but not mental. Ooh. Mental's a strong word.
And yours is worse than mine. Misguided.
Misguided.
Mm. I think that's something else.
I don't think we can get into the deep politics of the United States on this light entertainment podcast, which we should probably say we will be getting to some interesting points about modern day.
We have to mention what's coming up in the following weeks.
We're going to talk about culture, news, entertainment, politics, everything, art, music.
We'll be also doing a step-by-step guide to learning Mandarin every episode.
That's not going to happen.
No?
No, Vincent, that is not happening.
I've just started taking up Chinese, and I really would love to spread the joy that I've gained.
I'm sorry, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
You don't like any of my ideas? You don't like them from the start? You don't like them now?
Yeah, well, I've said that plainly. I haven't danced around the bush.
No, Robert, I've had enough, and I'm leaving.
No, Vince. Vincent, come back. Come on. Vincent, we have a duty to the listener. Yes, there we go. Couldn't even storm out properly, could you?
I'm sorry, I spoke out of hand.
Yeah, well, I will be talking to Susan.
Don't tell Susan, I didn't mean to.
Okay. I've talked about my jobs way too much. Vincent?
Well, I think it's important that the listeners know what we do. I tell you a few stats and facts about myself. I'm 42 years old, and my...
Respectably.
Right. Oh, yes, it's your birthday soon, isn't it?
Yes, indeed, indeed.
Well, I'll get you something, a little prezzy in the post, don't you worry.
Thank you very much.
I don't have a son, or a daughter, or any other offspring.
Do you have any other form of life in your life other than Susan? Any pets? Maybe a pen friend, or a boy you sponsor in Nicaragua?
I don't personally have a cat, but we do have a cat.
Susan has a cat.
I don't have a cat.
It's not your cat.
It's Susan's cat.
Is that out of your choice or out of her choice?
I don't really like the cat.
Oh, really?
I don't think the cat likes me either.
Cats are a funny one, though, aren't they? They do have a tendency to look down.
They're very sly.
Very opinionated, almost.
Mm.
They definitely patronising, even. Cats are patronising.
Yeah.
I think... Taboo, we could break. Cats aren't friendly.
And hate people.
They're patronising.
Mm.
Well, Egyptians worshipped cats. And probably because they feared them. Probably. Yes.
Also, they're basically like small lions, so if you're...
Do you reckon the Egyptians never really worked out the fact that cats don't grow any bigger than a couple of foot?
Maybe they thought they would
carry on growing.
Yeah, they thought they were. Yeah. And also back in those days, people were smaller.
True. So cats could have been huge.
Cats could have been bigger than people.
Those statues you see of the cats in Egypt, life size, to scale.
So
scary thought.
I wouldn't want a cat that size in the present day.
No.
I don't know how I would survive.
Yeah, you'd be living in a shadow of a cat. Yes.
And also the clap flap would be massive.
It'd be huge. It does have a huge door. Huge door.
Maybe I'd start using the cat flap. I'd just be an animal.
Would you be living in the cat's house?
Exactly.
Rather than your house with the cat?
Who'd be paying the mortgages? Would I still be paying everything?
And that Iams advert would be very different.
Now, that cat would probably open the door, greet the guests.
Or the way that acts, that cat, that rude cat, the way it acts would probably thwat the guest as it came in the door, if it was the size that we're imagining here. We're talking about a good 10 foot, a 10 foot cat.
How many Iams bags do you reckon they'd have to get through?
Would it be Iams? Would they be eating people? So now you know a little about us and what we plan to do. Take you step through guide of everything that's happened in the past few weeks or the coming weeks in culture, art, entertainment, news, and music. I guess this is where the pebble started off, has crashed into a ravine.
Shattered everywhere.
Shattered.
It's broken. There's no way it's going back together.
We're not putting that pebble back together.
Fine. But I would like to say that, yes, we've opened this step-by-step guide. You're on page one. Open the leaflet. You'll see...
Maybe you've read the blurb.
You've read the blurb. It's obviously been highly recommended. So, 5 stars.
Oh, Nick Griffin? Not Nick Griffin. That's awful.
Nick Griffin, 5 stars. Jesus.
Don't read that book.
Don't.
Don't read that book.
That book off your shelf.
Yes.
You won't find it in self-indulgent books.
Jonathan Ross gave it 4.5 stars.
Oh, thanks, JR.
Thanks, John. Wassy.
So, yes, this step-by-step guide.
Close the book.
Close that one.
Oh, that was a very loud
close. Close that for one more episode.
For an episode done. And we look forward to pumping back into your ears at a very soon date. And whatever time it is, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, good day from the world according to Wisdom and Noble.
Thanks very much.
Goodbye.
We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. FM. Go to www.yfm.co.uk.